The rest of the story. Brass musicians, as musicians go, tend not to make it big. Oh, there's the occasional Jack Teagarden, Louis Armstrong, Wynton Marsalis. A few others have struck gold as band leaders, but for the most part, horn players are the least part of the music business. So, when 46-year-old trumpeter cornet player Woody English got his big offer, the gig of a brass man's lifetime, he jumped at it. Not that Woody had had it so bad. He was, after all, principal trumpet for a symphony orchestra in Virginia. He had also performed background solos for TV shows and movie soundtracks. Yet rarely had he stepped from the shadows to be recognized, if only for an evening, by name. Well, now comes this too-good-to-be-true engagement, the chance to be heard by more people than all of the people who have ever heard him before. And on learning of that fabulous opportunity, Woody reflected irresistibly on his boyhood, on his teenage aspirations at Michigan's prestigious Interlochen Arts Academy. He had yearned to make his mark, to achieve something unique in music. And this right now offer would amount to just that. For in addition to an overwhelming audience of 260,000, the live performance would be recorded by renowned music engineer Simon Britton, and that recording would be distributed as none other ever. So Woody English practiced accordingly. Long hours. He pushed his 46-year-old embouchure to its outer limits. And then he showed up at the appointed venue on the scheduled day to play. And he did play. His reception? Utterly apathetic. I mean, among the 250,000 plus attending, not one applauded. Under the circumstances, you'd think Woody might not want his name on the recording, and you would be right. It was subsequently released anonymously, and it circulates thus to this day, and it will forever after, but Woody doesn't care. It's the honor, he says, of having participated in that recording session which made the effort and the anonymity worthwhile. Of course, you now know his name, and most likely you will never forget it. For you see, of America's surviving military veterans, nearly 2,000 each day die. And yet fewer than 500 buglers, fewer than 500 are available at any day, at any one time, to pay tribute at their funerals. So, engineer-inventor Simon Britton created an electronic device, a 45-watt digital amplifier that fits snugly into the bell of a real bugle, and which, at the touch of a button, plays taps. And so realistic is the sound that even standing nearby, one would swear the honor guardsman holding the instrument is really playing it. Of course, the inventor needed a recording of taps for his microchip, and so on Memorial Day 1999, at Arlington National Cemetery, in the silent company of 260,000 soldiers there interred, United States Army Band Master Sergeant Woodrow English performed the melody that would haunt the horns of honor guardsmen forever after. He might have become the most famous brass player in the world, whom nobody knows. Except that now you know, for you know the rest of the story.